y'all should look at this
Blog
movie,
Talk Radio.
What it is, the one with the black African.
The Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. the effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your
your hands have made, the awesomeness of you, and how your love will never fade. Mere words cannot express what I feel inside. I can't describe your glory divine, but as a token of my love, this is what I'll do. I'll lift my hands and cry,
holy,
you're
holy.
Lord, just hold.
God, my King, you are God, my King. I worship you, for you are seated on your mighty throne. I lift up your name and give you praise. Your kingdom rules over all. Your kingdom agenda is to advance your rule. The visible manifestation of your comprehensive rule over everything. You sit high and lifted up, enthroned above everyone and everything. You are king. I humbly bow before you to offer you my praise, honor, and admiration. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. And again, you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's sing it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and He knows
yes, he
everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what. The problem may be,
He's in control
and He knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say like the
blessed
people.
Bless the
peace. Come on, lift them up
again. Oh, let's
rejoice.
He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live.
In Him I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what the problem may be.
Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live.
In Him I live.
If you believe that, sing this with us. Let the people. Everybody's Europe.
Stand up.
It loved it.
God bless you.
So the Word became human and lived here on earth among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. You might be in despair, but the Word says anything you ask in Jesus' name will be given unto you. Thank you.
hard rock. Can't be yet.
Amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our devotional message, which is entitled Daily Encouragement. Praise be to God. The scripture for this message is coming from Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, and it says, encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Amen. Praise God. The writer says, so often our unbelief arises as a result of discouragement. It comes from not seeing God's hand in our situation or the promise he's given us fulfilled. Somehow, the delays and disappointments reminds us of the ways others have let us down. We confer their untrustworthiness to the Lord. This is why it's so important to share our testimonies of God's faithfulness and encourage one another with the truth that he always keeps his word. Amen? Unfortunately, we do the opposite at times. Rather than recount all the blessings he's given us, we get together and complain, and the disbelief spreads. Therefore, if we want to take hold of the promises God has for us, we must be on the lookout for unbelief, both in us and in others, and we must root it out. We must encourage ourselves daily in the word and remind others of how the Lord has come through for us in the past. Because circumstances will arise that will make us doubt. But if we have a community of faith to support the reassuring, to support and reassure us, it will lessen the blow and make our trials and encouraging testimonies for all involved. Amen. Praise be to God for the reading of the word. Let us pray. Jesus, show us who we can encourage daily and who will do so for us in return. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is the conclusion of our daily bread, our devotional message, for this evening. To God be the glory. And at this time, I will play another selection. Amen. God, my King, I ask for your pardon and forgiveness for not always giving you the honor due to you as King. Please forgive me for the many times I have pressed my own agenda rather than advancing your kingdom agenda. Grant me mercy, God my King, for seeking to reign where you should rightly reign and for turning to my own ways rather than to yours. Forgive me for not using your word as a guide in every decision I make. Amen, amen, and amen. And now it is time for our daily bread. Praise be to God. And the title of this message is Where to Turn. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Isaiah chapter 30, verses 12 through 18. Amen. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation where it says, this is the reply of the Holy One of Israel. Because you despise what I tell you and trust instead in oppression and lies, calamity will come upon you suddenly like a bulging wall that bursts and falls. In an instant, it will collapse and come crashing down. You will be smashed like a piece of pottery, shattered so completely that there won't be a piece big enough to carry coals from a fireplace or a little water from the well. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says: only in return to me and resting in me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength, but you would have none of it. You said, no, we will get our help from Egypt. They will give us swift horses for riding into battle. But the only swiftness you are going to see is the swiftness of your enemies chasing you. One of them will chase 1,000 of you. 5 of them will make all of you flee. You will be left like a lonely flagpole on a hill or a tattered banner on a distant mountain. So the Lord must wait for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for his help. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Again, the title of this message is Where to Turn. And the text for this message is coming from Isaiah 30 and 18. And it says, the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Amen. The writer says, everyone in high school admired Jack's easygoing attitude and athletic skills. He was happiest in midair above a half-pipe ramp one hand holding his skateboard, the other stretched out for balance. Jack decided to follow Jesus after he started attending a local church. Up to that point, he had endured significant family struggles and had used drugs to medicate his pain. For a while after his conversion, things seemed to be going well for him. But years later, he started using drugs again without the proper intervention and ongoing treatment. He eventually died of an overdose. Easy to turn back to what's familiar when we face difficulties. When the Israelites felt the distress of an upcoming Assyrian attack, they crawled back to the Egyptians, their former slave masters, for help in Isaiah 30. 1-5. God predicted that this would be disastrous, but he continued to care for them, although they made the wrong choice. Isaiah voiced God's heart. The Lord longed to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion in verse 18. This is God's attitude toward us. Even when we choose to look elsewhere to numb our pain, he wants to help us. He doesn't want us to hurt ourselves with habits that create bondage. Certain substance and actions tempts us with a quick sense of relief. But God wants to provide authentic healing as we walk closely with him. Amen. To God be the glory. Question. Why is it important to recognize God's grace in time of failure? And how can you better mirror God's faithfulness in your relationship with him? Think about those two questions. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Dear God, please set us free from sinful patterns. Help us to turn to you when we're tempted to find relief in something else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread for this evening. Praise be to God. So at this time, I will play another selection. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. I pray that you are enjoying our prayers and inspirational music.
Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. From this place where I'm at, yeah. I need an answer. And you know all the facts. I'm done all I can. Tired of making mistakes over and over. over again. So I'm calling, calling on you. And you always know what to do. So I'm praying, praying to be. When I get up, I'll stand in victory. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take away the hurt. When I can't seem to make it work, I've done all that I can. Turn on your word, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing, hearing your voice. In silence and in melody, yeah. So I'm flowing, flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh, move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah.
Never falter, the morning's journey, searching for the truth. it all, God. You can have it all, God.
You can have it all, God. Amen. God, my King, I come before you with thanksgiving and extol you with praise. You are the great King above all kings and the great God above all gods. I enter your courts with thanksgiving and come into your presence with a heart of gratitude. Thank you for choosing me as an heir to your kingdom, for making me a child of the King by virtue of my relationship with you, verily through your Son, Jesus Christ. I am entitled to all the spiritual blessings you have for me in your kingdom. Thank you for your abundant favor. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
So hell-bent, where did the lights go? I had no hope left, deep down in my soul. I was watching, I was waiting, I was praying, I was staying down on my knees, right where you found me. My deliverer, you rescued me from all the hell made captive. My deliverer, you set me free.
Give me a kingdom mindset. Help me to advance your kingdom agenda on earth. Give me wisdom to understand what it really means to pray, "Thy kingdom come and thy will be done." Help me turn off distractions that take me away from time that rightfully belong to you, my God. God, my King, may I be fully equipped to serve you and your kingdom in the way you deserve, desire, and deserve. Show me the spoils of your kingdom and share with me the beauty of your provision. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that takes care of our sweet hour of prayer. And now, as we're going to get into the word this evening, I will play a couple of songs, and afterwards I will come back with what thus says the Lord. Praise God.
And is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen. He's able. Yeah, yeah, I come to let you know that my God is able. Able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is able to heal you now. Yeah. Yes, God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power, he is able. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. To set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Whatever you're going through tonight, to
remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. Oh, I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes. Rest my head, but God is bigger. Hey, yeah. So I come to let you know tonight, there's nothing impossible for God. He's able.
Look at your neighbor, tell him he's able. Don't say he's
able.
He's able. Say
able.
Say able. Say
able.
Say able. Say
able.
Oh, able.
Able.
Able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God is able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah, able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah, he is
is able to make way out of no way. He's God that makes something out of nothing. Hallelujah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I come to let you know that my God is able.
Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Give him worship. We worship you, Lord. We bless the name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship. We worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Amen. You are able, Lord. And at this time, I will play another selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory.
I want you to open up your heart and let God. Come on, say it. Pray.
Lamenting, crush our sins, Lord,
Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Matthew. Amen? Matthew chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 18 through 23. Amen? That's Matthew chapter 18, chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. And it says, this is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And she will have a son. And you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Amen. Praise be to God. So the angel declared to Joseph that Mary's child was conceived by the Holy Spirit and would be a son. This reveals an important truth about Jesus. He is both God and human. The infinite, unlimited God took on the limitations of humanity so he could live and die for the salvation of all who would believe in him. Jesus means the Lord saves. Jesus came to earth to save us because we cannot save ourselves from sin and its consequences. No matter how good we are, we cannot eliminate the sinful nature presented in all of us. Only Jesus can do that. Jesus did not come to help people save themselves. He came to be their Savior from the power and penalty of sin. Thank Christ for his death on the cross for your sin, and then ask him to take control of your life. Your new life begins at that moment. Jesus would fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah, for he would be Emmanuel, God is with us. Jesus was God in the flesh. Thus, God was literally among us, with us, through the Holy Spirit. Christ is presented today in the life of every believer. Perhaps not even Isaiah understood how far reaching the meaning of Emmanuel would be. Amen. Praise be to God for the reading of his mighty word. During October, we will be taking a tour through the gospel and the book of Acts. Our purpose is to stress the main emphasis of each of these books so that we may grasp the continuity of the entire gospel account and also learn the central message of each book. Amen? We will devote one sermon to each of these five books. Tonight, we begin with the Gospel of Matthew, whose central message is the Messiahship of Christ, and thus the basis for our sermon title, When Dreams Come True. Dreams really do come true. The Gospel of Matthew is written to prove it. For ages, Israel dreamed of the day when the Messiah would come, the kingdom would be built, and the future made secure. At long last, that dream did come true through the birth of Jesus Christ to prove that Jesus is the Messiah, that Israel's dream did come true in fulfillment of all the prophecies of old. Matthew records no less than 20 miracles of our Lord. He is saying concerning the coming of Jesus the Messiah, dreams really do come true. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we love you because you first loved us and prove your love by the gift of your Son. In a world that is tempted to abandon hope, the coming of Jesus Christ restores hope. May we never lose the thrill of sharing the good news of Christ with others in the coming of Christ. Both into our world and into our hearts, may we ever be mindful that dreams really do come true. In our Lord's name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 through 23, and it says, Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted as God with us. Amen. And again, my title for this message is When Dreams Come True. Thank you, Lord God. When Dreams Come True. Tonight, my message is divided into three paragraphs. Amen. The first paragraph in Matthew 1:22-23 says, When the Messiah comes. Matthew is saying, dreams really do come true. The Messiah has come. Our hopes have been realized. In fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy, there are 60 references in Matthew's gospel to Jewish prophecies and 40 quotations from the Old Testament. And throughout the 28 chapters of the gospel, Christ's mission to the Jews is emphasized. Matthew was saying Christ is for real. He is the long-awaited Messiah. You can believe in him. Our dreams have come true. The word fulfilled is repeated 13 times to indicate that the Old Testament prophecies are fulfilled in Christ. Amen? Turn with me to Matthew 2:14-15. That's Matthew 2:14-15. And it says, That night Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother, and they stayed there until Herod's death. This fulfilled what the Lord has spoken through the prophet. I call my son out of Egypt. Now go over to verse 23, and it says, So the family went and lived in a town called Nazareth. This fulfilled what the prophets had said. He will be called a Nazarene. Amen? Now let's go to chapter 8, in Matthew's chapter 8, and we're going to read verses 16-17. says, That evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. He cast out the evil spirits with a simple command. And he healed all the sick. This fulfills the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, who said, He took our sicknesses and removed our diseases. Amen? Praise God. Now, let's go to Matthew's chapter 13. Matthew's chapter 13, Praise God. Bear with me for a minute here. Okay, Matthew chapter 13, and we're going to read verses 34 through 35. 34 says, Jesus always used stories and illustrations like these when speaking to the crowd. In fact, he never spoke to them without using such parables. This fulfilled what God had spoken through the prophet. I will speak to you in parables. I will explain things hidden since the creation of the world. Praise be to God. 35. Okay. Now let's go to Matthew's chapter 27, verse 35. Matthew's 27, verse 35. And it says, after they had nailed him to the cross, the soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. Amen. In Matthew's 1 and 21 tells us, back to Matthew's 1 and 21. Mm-hmm. 1 and 21 tells us to meet humankind's basic need. Even before the birth of Christ, the salvation of people was established as his prime mission. Many of the 1,068 verses in Matthew's underscore this fact. Jesus, as the Messiah, came not only in fulfillment of prophecy, but he did so for a purpose, to save his people from their sins. He could have come to save his people from the following: their poverty, their suppression by the Romans, their ignorance, their despair, but he did not. He came to meet the basic human need. He came to forgive our sins, to make us a new creature, to be born in us, and to live through us. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sins and enter in. Be born in us today. And that's by Philip Brooks, O Little Town of Bethlehem. The basic aim of the Gospel of Matthew is to show that God has moved in history to redeem a lost world. Now, this salvation is not military, political, or social. It is spiritual. People cannot save themselves. A mighty act of God is required. He shall save his people from their sins. This salvation is a spiritual deliverance. The Jews thought in terms of military and political deliverance. The apocryphal writings of the Jews just before the doing of the lifetime of Jesus pictured the Messiah as a military conqueror. Under him, Israel would drive out the Romans, and from Jerusalem would the rule the world. In Luke 24:21. So turn with me to Luke 24:21. Amen. Luke 24:21, and it says, we had hope he was the Messiah who had come to rescue Israel. This all happened 3 days ago. Amen. So the followers knew that the tomb was empty, but did not understand that Jesus had risen. And they were filled with sadness, despite the woman's witnesses, which was verified by some of the disciples, and despite the biblical prophecies of this very event, they still did not believe. Today, the resurrection still catches people by surprise. In spite of 2,000 years of evidence and witness, many people refuse to believe. What more will it take? For these disciples, it took the living Jesus in their midst. For many people today, it takes the presence of alive Christians. Amen. Such a deliverance include only the Jews. From the New Testament, it is clear that his people involved all people. In John 3:16 says, God so loved the world, inhabited earth, whosoever believeth. The Jews regarded themselves as God's people exclusively. But Paul is careful to point out that not all citizens of political Israel were God's people. Turn with me to Romans 9, and we're going to read Romans 9. Amen. That's Romans 9, verses 6 through 13. And it says, well then, has God failed to fulfill his promise to Israel? No, for not all who are born into the nation of Israel are truly members of God's people. Being descendants of Abraham doesn't make them truly Abraham's children. For the scripture says, Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted. Though Abraham had other children too. This means that Abraham's physical descendants are not necessarily children of God. Only the children of the promised are considered to be Abraham's children. For God had promised, I will return about this time next year, and Sarah will have a son. This son was our ancestor Isaac. When he married Rebekah, she gave birth to twins. But before they were born, before they had done anything good or bad, she received a message from God. And this message shows that God chooses people according to his own purposes. He calls people, but not according to their good or bad works. She was told, your older son will serve your younger son. In the words of the scripture, I loved Jacob because I loved Jacob, but I rejected Esau. Amen. Furthermore, Peter said that those who were formerly not a people will be called the people of God. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2. Amen. And we're going to read verses 9 through 10. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. Amen? Praise be to God. This new relationship is spiritual. Again and again, the word saved echoes throughout Matthew's account. Early in his ministry, Jesus clearly defined the purpose of his coming. He said in Matthew 18:11, for the Son of Man is come to save that which is lost. He then goes on to illustrate this dominant purpose by the parable of the shepherd who sought one lost sheep until it was placed again in the fold with the other 99. Jesus added in Matthew 18:14, even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Even the enemies of Christ recognized that he considered this to be his supreme calling. For they said in Matthew 27:42, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. They failed to realize that in saving others, he had to lose himself. Amen? And dreams come true when you welcome the Messiah as your Savior, when you allow his mission to be accomplished in your life, when you permit him to meet your basic need, your dream of forgiveness of sins, freedom from guilt, clearness of conscience, right standing with God, abundant life in the presence and eternal life in the hereafter will all come true when you embrace Christ as your Savior. Amen. Praise be to God. Matthew 25:34 tells us dreams come true when a kingdom is built. Jesus saw himself as king, ruling over his own kingdom. When he shall return the second time in his glory, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. Amen. Praise be to God. The word kingdom appears 50 times in Matthew's gospel, and the term kingdom of heaven appears 30 times. 7 times Christ is referred to as king. The good news of Matthew's is that dreams of a kingdom do come true. The kingdom of heaven is the spiritual realm of Jesus Christ in the hearts of those who accept him as Savior. It is a kingdom that shall have no end. It is a kingdom over which Christ shall reign forever and ever. This kingdom is open to all. Jesus said in Matthew 22:2-3, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Then the king said in Matthew 22:9-10, go ye therefore into the highways and byways, as many as ye shall find, bid them to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. You can enter it now. Matthew quoted John the Baptist as saying in Matthew 3:2, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is, it is near. It is open to you right now. When through faith in Christ you enter that kingdom, you will discover that dreams comes true. Amen. Now turn with me to Matthew 6:25-33. Amen. That's Matthew 6. Back to Matthew's. Praise be to God. Matthew 6:25-33, where it says, this is Jesus speaking, that is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things. What will we eat? Or what will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else. And live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Amen. To God be the glory. Dreams come true when the future is secure. The people of Jesus' generation lived in great insecurity. Insecurity created by the occupational army of Rome, by the threat of drought and famine, by irrevocable financial losses, and by plagues and diseases. They dream of the day when needs would be met, fears would subside, and worries cease. So Matthew was careful to record these words of Christ in Matthew 28:18, Jesus' parting words to his disciples assured them that the future was secure. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. You cannot have much more security than that. Amen? So let us look to the circumstances under which the Son of God entered into this lower world, till we learn to despise the vain horrors of this world when compared with piety and holiness. The mystery of Christ becoming man is to be adorned, not curiously inquired into. It was so ordered that Christ should partake of our nature, yet that he should be pure from the defilement of original sin, which has been communicated to all the race of Adam. Observe, it is the thoughtful, not the unthinking, whom God will guide. God's time to come with instructions to his people is when they are at a loss. Divine comforts most delight the soul when under the pressure of perplexed thoughts. Joseph is told that Mary should bring forth the Savior of the world. He was to call his name Jesus, a Savior. Jesus is the same name, Joshua, and the reason of that name is clear. For those whom Christ saves, he saves from their sins, from the guilt of sin by the merit of his death, and from the power of sin by the spirit of his grace. In saving them from sin, he saves them from curse and all misery here and hereafter. Christ came to save his people, not in their sins, but from their sins, and so to redeem them from among men to himself, who is separated from sinners. Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, speedily without delay and carefully without dispute. By applying the general rules of the written word, we should in all steps of our lives, particularly the great turns of them, take direction from God, and we shall find this safe and comfortable. And my conclusion is, are you resting in the keeping power of Jesus? Have you committed your all to him? Have you embraced him as your Messiah? If not, you can do so now. And when you do, you will discover that dreams really do come true. You will discover for yourself that the Messiah has come. His kingdom has been built, and your future is secure. Then you, too, can sing. I once was an outcast stranger on the earth, a sinner by choice and an alien by birth. But I have been adopted, my name's written down, an heir to a mansion, a robe, and a crown. I'm a child of the King, a child of the King. When Jesus my Savior, I'm a child of the King. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you, as it is always on to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Amen. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do to continue your walk is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church to further your walk with Christ. Amen? And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25. And it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord God, for this word tonight. Tomorrow morning, we will not be airing. I have a conference to go to, so I won't be able to do Pray One for Another tomorrow morning. Amen. So God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you till we meet again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. God be the glory. Good night, everyone. We love you, and we thank you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. God bless you.